Hey, everyone, it's Stacey and Cardiff, and this is The Indicator, where every day we tell you a short story about the economy.
The year is almost halfway done.
How did that happen?
Yeah. And on the one hand, that is like a totally arbitrary unit of time. But on the other hand, it gives us an excuse to update what's been happening to some of our favorite economic indicators. So for the next week or so, we are going to be doing exactly that.
Today on the show, the price of oil. How much you pay for a flight or to fill up your car with gas depends on it. And oil is now at $78 a barrel, which is today's Planet Money indicator. What the oil price has done this year has caught a lot of people off guard. After the break, we'll explain what happened and what might make it move in the second half of this year.
Support for The Indicator and the following message come from The Future According to Now, a podcast from Fidelity Investments and Atlantic Rethink, exploring innovations that may soon change our lives and potential opportunities for investment. More at theatlantic.com/fidelitypodcast. Support also comes from SC Johnson, whose unique Green List process evaluates the safety and environmental impacts of every ingredient in their products. Learn more at whatsinsidescjohnson.com. SC Johnson, a family company.
For all things oil-related, Stacey and I got a guy.
We got a guy.
My name is John Kemp, and I'm a senior market analyst at Reuters, specializing in oil and energy.
When we spoke to John in January, the price of oil had gone from $44 a barrel in the middle of last year all the way up to about $68 a barrel. The price had gone up so much and so fast that a lot of people who watched the oil market thought the price could not keep going up. But actually?
Well, since then, oil prices have risen even further, touching over $80 a barrel at one point in April and May, before backing off a little bit over the course of the last 6 weeks. But they've settled at a very strong sort of $75, $76, $77 a barrel. And if anything, in recent days, they look like they might be about to head higher again.
John says there's a few reasons that oil prices have kept going up. And first, oil demand is growing faster than it used to. That means people and companies have continued to consume more and more oil. And this actually is part of a longer-term trend.
And that's really being driven by developing countries, those fast-growing economies in Asia, but also Latin America, Africa, across the Middle East, where more and more people are moving out of poverty and into middle-class status, and they start to want to have their own motorcycle, they want their own car. And that is driving this tremendous long-term increase in oil consumption worldwide.
But people and companies have also been using more oil because up until last year, the price of oil had been so low, people could just afford to use more of it. For instance, people were driving their cars more, and they were driving bigger gas-guzzling cars. And that tends to drive the price of oil back up.
Yeah, and another reason the oil price was going up is that some of the world's major oil producers are having major problems. And when they can't produce as much oil as they used to, there is less oil supply available to the world, and that drives the price up.
Among the oil producers, we've seen a continuing collapse in production in Venezuela as a result of the political and economic problems there. We've seen a sharp fall in output from Libya in recent weeks due to some more production disruptions in the eastern part of the country. We've seen the Trump administration threaten to impose a new round of sanctions on companies doing business with Iran, which could cut Iranian production really quite sharply towards the end of the year. And so all of those things have come together to really tighten the market quite a lot.
The result? Oil prices are even higher than they were when the year started. But there is a lot happening in the oil market. And so we asked John what to look for in the second half of this year. And he said there were three main things. First, how aggressively and how quickly does the Trump administration plan to enforce sanctions against countries that import oil from Iran?
The State Department came out earlier this week and it essentially said it wanted to see Iranian crude oil exports go to zero as of November this year. That would be a really aggressive move that would decrease global oil supplies quite significantly, and that could have a really big impact on price.
In that case, decreased oil supplies would mean higher prices. But John says that could be offset by the second thing that we should all be watching, which is OPEC and Russia and what they do. OPEC is the cartel of 14 oil-producing countries. It's led mainly by Saudi Arabia, who, along with Russia, has just agreed to start producing more oil each day.
They've promised an extra million barrels a day, and the market's going to need at least that much in the second half of the year. So the market will be looking very closely to see how quickly that oil becomes available and whether it's enough.
And finally, says John, we need to watch out for whether these high oil prices will lead people to spend less money. Not just less money on cars and driving and heating and travel, but also on other things. Because when oil prices are high, people have less money left over for other things.
We are expecting that the rise in prices in 2017 and 2018 will eventually start to cause consumption growth to slow. The question is how high prices have to rise before we start to see that slowdown.
And that's the thing about the price of oil, John says. It is a dynamic market. When the price goes down, the world adjusts. Because when oil is cheaper, companies and countries don't produce as much oil because they don't make as much money selling it. So eventually there is less oil, and that pushes the price back up. But if prices go up by enough, the exact opposite happens. Oil producers start, well, producing more oil so they can cash in on the high price, and then prices start going down again, and the cycle starts over.
It does have a circular quality to it. And in that sense, movements in the oil price both reflect economic activity and also drive economic activity. It has big consequences for people's lives. And from our standpoint, it's also just a lot of fun to keep track of.
The worms are the spice.
What does that mean?
It's from Dune.
Oh, okay. No.
I've gone like deep nerd. Like, you guys don't even get it.
Hey there, I'm Joshua Johnson, the host of 1A. There are lots of places to debate today's issues if you don't mind getting attacked for speaking your mind or asking a simple question. But 1A is different. You'll find the 1A podcast on the NPR One app or wherever you listen to podcasts.